بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is going to be our 27th session. Reading from 27th session, reading from lessons in Arabic language, level 4. Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today in this 27th session, we're going to be taking a new lesson, yani, which is lesson 27. From the suggested homework assignments that we had for the previous week, what we suggested was to go through the English key, all of the points of the English key, related to pronouns, and there's one small point, new master pattern, and then to read the Arabic text, the dialogue at the beginning of the lesson on page 230, and just the first exercise, the comprehension exercise number 1 on 232. So today, inshallah, what we're going to try to do is get into this new lesson 27, dealing with pronouns, different types of pronouns, and look at, yani, what we have studied in the past. I mean, all of these pronouns we've had, most of it in book 1. And in book 1, we were introduced to separate pronouns like huwa and hiya and anta. And we were also introduced to attached pronouns like hu and ha, and so on. And in book 2, we went into more details of attached pronouns, the rough pronouns that are attached to the past tense and present tense verbs like dhahabtu and dhahabta and dhahabti and dhahabu and so on. And yadhabuna, yadhabna, tadhabuna, tadhabna. Any, all of these types of pronouns we were introduced to in some detail, little by little, starting in book 1 and continuing in book 2. And with this lesson 27, what is intended here is to summarize or to bring together everything that we have learned about the pronouns, what are the different types of pronouns, and how we can look at pronouns from different perspectives. All right, so before I read from the English key on page 121, I want to say that the first thing that we need to pay attention to is that even though it's not mentioned here, but there are pronouns that we see, which is what we're going to be dealing with here, and there are pronouns which we don't see. So there's dhamair, bariza, yani pronouns that we see, like ana and anta and katabtu and katabta. And then there are pronouns that we don't see, the dhamair mustatira, yani like the huwa and hiya in kataba and katabat, or the ana in, yani aktubu, huwa yaktubu, hiya taktubu, anta taktubu, nahnu naktubu. In the past tense, we have dhamir mustatir in the third person, masculine and feminine singular forms, yani. Yani the in kataba and katabat, we have the dhamir mustatir huwa and hiya, and in the present tense form we have five pronouns that are hidden pronouns in aktubu, taktubu, yaktubu, naktubu, and taktubu is for hiya taktubu and anta taktubu. So all of this we've studied previously. If you go back in terms of the attached rough pronouns with the verbs in lesson 8 and I think lesson 14 of book 2, yani this is explained in detail and it's described in detail. In any case, all of these pronouns we've had before except one, and that is the unattached, the separate pronouns of nasb, yani that's used with the word iya, like iyaka, iyahu, iyana, and so on. That's the only one that we haven't had before. All the rest of this is information that we've had before. It's just going to be put here in an organized fashion, okay? So there's first the pronouns of bariza, yani dhamair bariza, that you see, and then there's dhamair mustatira, that you don't see, the hidden pronouns in the past tense and present tense verbs. And then pronouns are further divided, as we're going to see in the lesson here, to dhamair muttasila and munfasila, yani attached pronouns and separate pronouns. And as far as the attached pronouns, then we're going to see that they are yani attached pronouns of raf, yani in the place where they should be marfoon, and nasb, where they should be mansub, and jar, where they should be majrur, for attached pronouns. So we'll see for attached pronouns that in terms of i'rab, there are attached pronouns of raf, nasb, and jar. As far as separate pronouns, munfasila, they are only separate pronouns for raf and nasb, and not for jar. Yani, the ma'ir al-jar are only in attached pronouns. As far as the nasb, they can be attached or separate. As far as the raf, they can be attached or separate. So, pronouns are either attached or they are separate. They are either in the place where they should be marfoon or mansoob or majroor. And also, there's also the mustatir, yani, which we yani are already familiar with. Detail is not going to be given here in reference to that, but that's only in the past tense, two places, yani huwa and hiya, and in the present tense, huwa and hiya, and anta and ana and nahnu, yani the forms of the mudari verb that correspond to those pronouns. Alright, so that is just kind of like an overview of the matter, and now we're going to go point by point, step by step, through the explanation of the English key. After we finish the English key, inshallah, and you'll have time to look at this during the week before our live session. You had time already to look at it. Before this session, everybody should have already read this English key, and they should have read the dialogue, and they should have, and at least completed the first exercise. So everybody had a chance to look at this. And probably you remember most of it. If you didn't, then you had a chance to study it carefully. We're going to go through it now, and hopefully try to bring out some other points, yani if anything was not clear. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, now. Alright, generally I'm unfortunately not looking at my computer screen to see comments, but alhamdulillah, Rabbi zidni ilma. This is a beautiful dua. Every one of us should be reciting it all the time. Rabbi zidni ilma. Three little words of great, great, great significance. Somebody has put that here. I appreciate that very, very much. Rabbi zidni ilma. And the best of knowledge, yani the most beneficial knowledge, is the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge that's contained in the book and the sunnah. But in any case, yani this is a dua, as some of the scholars of sunnah said, that indicates the greatness and the importance of knowledge. The greatness and the importance of knowledge is indicated in the fact that Allah commanded His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to seek an increase in knowledge, and He didn't command him to seek an increase in anything else except knowledge, which shows the great importance of knowledge. Please, if you haven't learned this dua, please learn it. Now, okay, let's get on with the lesson. We're going to the English key first, and we're going to read through the English key, and then inshallah, the dialogue. Okay, so this English key only contains two points. The first point is the details related to the ma'ir pronouns of different types from different perspectives that we look at them. And the second point is a new pattern for the master, the pattern of fa'il. Okay, so basically what we're going to be doing today is looking at pronouns. Whoever is having any problem, yani after having read this lesson for homework, whoever's having any problem with this, then it's just a matter of trying to identify yani each angle that we look at pronouns from, and this is stuff that we already know. Okay, so let's see if we can kind of bring some clarity to it as we go through this lesson. Page 121, lesson 27, English key. In this lesson, we learn the following. Number one, kinds of pronouns. What are the different kinds of pronouns? Pronouns are either separate, al-munfasilu, or attached, al-muttasilu. Pronouns are either munfasilu or muttasilu. So the munfasilu is the separate pronoun, fasil, yani it's separated from other words. The muttasil is ittasala, yani it's attached to other words. Alright, so there are two types of pronouns. Either they are separate on their own, or they are attached to other words. The separate pronouns are independent and not attached to any other word. They also occur after illa, yani except. They also occur after illa, and they occur after conjunctions like wow and fa and al and so on. So the separate pronouns are independent, not attached to any other word. and they also occur after illa. So for example, ana muslimun, I am a Muslim. Okay, so the separate pronoun ana, it's not attached to any other word, it's independent. Okay, and this is what we refer to as a separate pronoun. Separate pronouns are either marfu'un, yani in the place where they should be marfu'un, or mansub, in the place where they should be mansub. There are no separate pronouns for yani majrur. Separate pronouns are either yani dama'ir ar-raf, in the place where they should be marfu'un, or dama'ir an-nasb, in the place where they should be mansub. Alright, separate pronouns. As far as attached pronouns, then they are in all three cases. Of raf, an-nasb, and jar. Alright, so let's go back. Separate pronouns are independent and not attached to any other word. They also occur after illa. For example, ana muslimun. This is a separate pronoun of the raf type. It's in the place where it should be marfu'un as the mubtada, right? I am a Muslim. Second example, this is also a raf pronoun. Separate, a raf, yani pronoun of raf, that is munfasil, yani is separate. مَا فَهِمَ الدَّرْسَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. No one understood the lesson except you. No one understood the lesson except إِلَّا أَنْتَ. So here's what they mean by that, that separate pronouns are independent, not attached to any other word, like in أَنَا مُسْلِمٌ, it's not attached to anything. And they also occur after إِلَّا, as in مَا فَهِمَ الدَّرْسُ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. We see the rough pronoun coming after illa, separate, independent, not attached to any other word. Usually the raf pronouns come at the beginning of the sentence as the mubtada, and sometimes they may come after illa. The second example they give us here, or the second two examples they give us here, is iyaka ra'aytu. It is you that I saw. Iyaka, it is you, ra'aytu, that I saw. Or ma ra'aytu illa iyaka, I saw none, no one but you. Illa iyaka, except you. I saw no one but you. These two examples are examples of raf pronouns, separate raf pronouns. Remember I said the separate pronouns are either the raf, nasb, these are nasb pronouns, the second examples. I said that the separate pronouns are either raf pronouns in the place where they should be marfu'un, or they are nasb pronouns in the place where they should be mansub. There are no jar pronouns that are separate. Jar pronouns are only attached. Okay, they're only going to be attached to another word. They're not going to be separate. So as far as separate pronouns, they're going to either be yani raf pronouns, or they're going to be nasb pronouns. So here's two examples of the nasb pronoun. Iyaka, that's a separate pronoun. It's not attached to another word. It's a part of yani when they use it with iya. So this is how you use the pronouns of nasb. This is how they use them as separate pronouns. They have to be made into a one word with the word iya, iyaka, iyahu, iyana, and so on. Alright, so this is a separate pronoun of nasb. Iyaka ra'aytu. It is you that I saw. Here, this ka is the object of the verb ra'aytu. And as such, as the object of the verb maf'ulun bi, it's mansub, or in the place, you know, the pronouns are all mabniyun. So when we say rough pronouns, we mean it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. When we say nasb pronouns, it's in the place where it should be mansub, but it's mabniyun, but it's in the place where it should be mansub as the maf'ulun bi. So the meaning here is who was seen? You. It is you that I saw. So it's the object of the verb, but because it came before the verb, it has to be in the separate form. Okay, because it came before the verb, it has to be in its separate form. It was you that I saw. Or it can come after illa. Remember we said that? They are either, they are independent, not attached, usually coming in the beginning of the sentence, or they may come after illa. So, ma ra'aytu illa iyaka. I saw no one but you. So again here, who was saw? You. Who was seen? It was you that was seen. So it's the object of the verb, but because it's coming after illa, you can't say ma ra'aytu illa ka. So you have to make it in the separate form of the nasb pronoun as a single word with iya. Okay, because you can't say ka, and that form has to be attached to the verb. It has to be attached to a noun, attached to a preposition, as a jar pronoun, for example. But it can't be just يعني ما رأيت إلا ك. So here we have to use its separate form إياك. So إيا is used for the separate نصب pronouns in five different cases. One of them is the example he gave here, إياك رأيت. If it is the object of the verb coming ahead of the verb, you have to use it in this separate نصب form إياك. And then another of the five cases where that happens is if it comes after illa, or after, if it comes after a conjunction like wow or ow or fa, then it has to come in this separate nasb form iyaka, iyaki, iyahu, iyaha, and so on like this. Ma ra'aytu illa iyaka. Okay, so these are two examples of what? These are two examples of the separate pronouns that are independent, that are not attached to other words, that usually come in the beginning of a sentence, or they come after illa. And these separate pronouns are only for raf pronouns and nasb pronouns, not for jar pronouns, as we will see as we go through. Okay, the next point here is the attached pronouns. We said that pronouns are of two types, yani munfasil, separate, and muttasil, attached. So we just looked at the separate pronouns, which are independent, not attached to other words, usually come in the beginning of the sentence, and they may also come after illa. We saw two types of separate pronouns, the raf pronouns and the nasb pronoun. Now we want to see the attached pronouns. And the attached pronouns, keep in mind, the attached pronouns come in all three cases, raf, nasb, and jar. And by now, these terms we should be familiar with. Nasb means yani mansub, and raf means marfu'un, and jar means majroor. These are expressions that we need to already be familiar with. Okay, the attached pronouns, we said, come in all three i'rab cases. The attached pronouns are not independent, but are always attached to other words. They are not independent, they are always attached to other words. For example, to and ka in ra'aytuka, I saw you. Here, tu in ra'aytu is the attached pronoun meaning I. Ra'aytu, I saw. And ka is the attached pronoun meaning you. I saw you. Ra'aytuka. So both of these are attached pronouns. But I just want to note here, it's not mentioned, it's not in the reading because it's not the full explanation here, but I just want to make us pay attention a little bit. Ra'aytuka, tu here is the fa'il, and ka is the maf'ulun bi. So as the fa'il, tu is a raf pronoun, because the fa'il is always marfu'un, but pronouns are mabniyun, so we say fi mahalli raf. Ka is the object of the verb, the one that was seen, ra'aytuka. So ka, as the object of the verb maf'ulun bi, has to be in the place where it should be mansub. So that's a nasb pronoun. Okay, we just looked at separate pronouns, and now we're looking at attached pronouns. These are both attached pronouns, but tu is a raf attached pronoun, and ka is a nasb attached pronoun, because tu is the fa'il, and ka is the maf'ulun bi in this sentence. Ra'aytuka, I saw you. Here, tu is the attached pronoun meaning I. As the fa'il, it's a raf pronoun, and ka is the attached pronoun meaning you. In this sentence, it's the maf'ulun bi, so it's a nasb pronoun. Now, these are examples of separate pronouns and attached pronouns that we're already familiar with. We maybe didn't maybe pay so much attention. Are they attached or separate? Are they raf or nasb or jar? We didn't pay a lot of attention to that maybe, but we are familiar with this. This is not something that we've never seen before. Now, the point that's very important here. We know that nouns indicate their functions in the sentence by changing their endings. Nouns, like al-baytu, al-bayti, al-bayta, waladu, waladi, walada. Nouns indicate their function in the sentence. Yani, is it a mubtada? Or is it a khabar? Or is it a maf'ulun bi? Or object of a preposition? The nouns indicate their function in the sentence by changing the endings from dammar, fatr, kasr, and so on. For example, dakhala al-waladu. Notice that al-waladu here is the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma. So its function here is fa'il. And how do we, how is that indicated? It's indicated by its ending being dhamma. Dhamma is the primary sign of it being marfu'un. And the fa'il is always marfu'un. Second sentence. Sa'altu al-walada. I asked the walad. Here, sa'ala is the fa'il, tu is the fa'il, and al-walada is the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatah. So the function of the noun in this sentence is that it's the maf'ulun bi. How do we know that? By the ending changing from dhamma to fatah. Because fatah is the primary sign that a word is mansub. And when words are maf'ulun bi, they are mansub. The third example. Qultu lil-waladi. I said to the walad. Here, al-waladi is the object of the preposition li, lil-waladi. As the object of a preposition, it has to be majrur. The primary sign of a noun when it's majrur is kasra. So we see the endings of the noun changing from dhamma to fatha to kasra, indicating their function as being the fa'il marfu'un with dhamma, or the maf'ulun bi mansub with fatha, or the object of the preposition majrur with kasra. Alright, this is a very, very important point. We know that nouns, we're talking about nouns, indicate their functions in the sentence by changing their endings. As waladu, walada, waladi. But pronouns do not change the endings. Okay, the difference between nouns and pronouns. Nouns indicate their function in the sentence by changing their endings. Pronouns do not change their endings. They change themselves entirely. Excuse me. They change their complete form, not their endings. They change their form. They change themselves entirely. For example, man anta. Yeah, in this sentence, anta is the mubtada, muakhar. And as mubtada, it is a pronoun, mabniun, in the place where it should be marfu'un. So here, in the place where it should be marfu'un, it has a certain form, not a certain ending, but it has a certain form, anta. But if we said, as'aluka, I ask you, here the same second person masculine singular is referred to, but instead of anta we have ka. Because in this case, yani as'alu is the fa'il and the fa'il, and ka is the maf'ulun bi. As maf'ulun bi, we say that this pronoun is mabniun in the place where it should be mansub, fi mahalli nasb. Okay, so in the first sentence, man anta, the second person masculine singular pronoun is in the form of anta because it's a rough pronoun. But in the second sentence, as aluka, the same second person masculine singular person is being referred to, but here, because in this sentence this pronoun is the maf'ulun bi, we have to have a nasb pronoun. So the pronoun doesn't change its ending. Anta and ka both end with fatha. The ending doesn't change. What changes is the pronoun changes itself entirely to a different form. From anta became ka. So what's the point here is, unlike nouns, which indicate their function in the sentence by changing their vowel endings, pronouns do not change the endings. They change their form completely to a different form. So anta is the marfu'un form, and ka is the mansub form. I hope that this is understood. This is really, really important for understanding this lesson today. Pronouns do not change their endings to indicate their function. Rather, they change themselves entirely. They change their form. So there are certain forms for pronouns when they are raf pronouns, when they're in the position, in the place, fi mahalli raf, in the place where they should be marfu'un, as a mubtada or as a khabar, or whatever, as a fa'il. There's a certain form for the pronoun when it's in the position of being of raf. There's a different form for the pronoun when it's in the position of being nasb or jar. Different form altogether. And as we'll see, the nasb and jar forms are the same. Except that jar only has attached pronouns. It's only used in attached form. And nasb can be used as an attached pronoun or as a separate pronoun. But the form of the pronoun in nasb, attached or separate, and in jar, attached, the form is exactly the same. So that's one form of pronouns that's used for nasb and it's used for jar, whether it's attached or separate. As far as rough pronouns, as we will see, I'm just explaining to you before we read on, the rough pronouns have two separate types of pronouns, as we saw in the example. Anta is one form, that's the rough form. The separate form, and ka is the attached form. So rough pronouns have two different forms. If it's separate or attached, it has a different form. And nasb and jar, whether they're attached or unattached, they have one form for both of them, and that same form is used whether it's attached or whether it is separate, whether it is nasb or whether it is jar. It has one form. Alright, so basically from that you can understand that there are three forms of pronouns. A form that's used for rough when it's attached, and a different form that's used for rough when it's separate. Then there's a third form of pronouns that are used for nasb, whether it's attached or separate, and that same form is used for jar. And jar is only attached pronouns. Yani attached to a noun as the mudaf ilayhi, or attached to a preposition as the object of the preposition. Okay, let's go on and read. It says here, so there are two sets of pronouns, one for rough and the other for nasb and jar. One for rough and the other for nasb and jar. And each of these two sets has two forms, one separate and the other attached. Okay, so let me just clarify here, as we're going to see immediately, there are two sets of pronouns, one for rough, so there are rough pronouns, but actually rough pronouns have two forms. They have a separate form and they have attached form, and they look different. And then there's another form of pronouns for nasb and jar. They have one type of pronoun. It doesn't matter if it's nasb or if it's jar. Doesn't matter if it's an attached or separate. They have one form for nasb and jar, attached and separate. As far as rough, so rough has a different form for attached and a different form for unattached, separate. Alright, so let's go on. After saying that, let's look at the pronouns of rough in their separate form and in their attached form. Two different forms. One form for separate, one form for attached. Then we're going to look at the pronouns of nasb in their separate form and their attached form. And we will see that the pronouns of nasb in their separate form and their attached form are exactly the same. Except that when they are separate, yani they're not attached to anything, and when they're attached, they're attached to something, but the pronoun itself is going to be the same pronoun for nasb. And then for jar, there's no separate, there's only attached, and it's the same pronouns that are used for nasb, whether it is separate or attached. The same form of the pronoun that's used for nasb is used for jar. So really there's just one form for nasb and jar, attached and unattached, and there are two forms for rough, the separate form and the attached form. Let's look at those two forms now for rough. So now what we're looking at, the pronouns of rough, attached and separate, then the pronouns of nasb, separate and attached, and then the pronouns of jar, which are only attached. After that, we're going to look at when to use the separate pronouns of nasb, five different cases, and then we're going to look at this new master pattern, and that's the end of the English key. Alright, so if we know the pronouns of rough in their separate form and in their attached form, that's half of the lesson right there. Then we're going to look at the pronouns of nasb in their separate and attached forms, which it's the same form, whether it's separate or attached. And then we're going to look at the pronouns of jar, which are only attached, and they are the same as the nasb pronouns. So that's the other half of the lesson. And then, of course, we're going to look at the when we use the separate nasb pronouns. That's going to be a very important part of this lesson that we haven't seen before. And then the second point, which is minor. Yani that won't take any time. It'll take 1 minute to look at that. Let me just take a drink of this juice. My throat is bothering me. Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. Alright, the pronouns of Raf. These are pronouns that we already know. There are two different forms that they come in. The separate forms and the attached forms. Okay, so what are the separate forms of pronouns of Raf? Any pronouns when they are fi mahalli Raf, in the place where they should be marfoon. Any where they are the mubtada. Or, yani, where they are the fa'il in a verb, a past tense verb, or a present tense verb, or fi'l amr. Okay? The separate forms are going to be when they come as the mubtada, beginning a sentence, and the attached forms are going to be when they are attached to verbs, whether past tense verbs, present tense verbs, or command form verbs. And we're going to also see here the attached forms of raf also come as hidden. And I mentioned that in the beginning, that pronouns, even though it's not separated here in this lesson like that, but pronouns are either bariza, where you see them, that's mainly what we're talking about here, and they're also mustatira, yani the hidden pronouns that come in two places, in the past tense as huwa and hiya, and they come in the present tense as huwa, hiya, anta, ana, and nahnu. Okay, those are the mustatira pronouns. But mostly what we're going to be talking about in this lesson are the bariza pronouns, the ones that you see. So right now we're looking at the raf pronouns, then the nasb pronouns, and then the jar pronouns. That's it. The raf pronouns, we said, came in their separate form, looking one way, and they came in their attached form, looking different. In the separate form, they came as, for example, the mubtada in the beginning of the sentence. In the attached form, they came as the fa'il in a verb, past tense verb, present tense verb, or imperative command form verb. The separate forms. The third person, separate pronouns. When they are separate pronouns of raf. Third person, they came as huwa, singular. Huma, dual. Hum, plural. These are all the masculine plurals. Huwa, huma, huma, and hum. The third person also came feminine, singular. Hiya, dual, huma, and plural, hunna. So we know that the dual is the same. There's no difference between the dual in terms of yani gender. Masculine and feminine, dual, going to be the same. Huma is for masculine, two of them, and huma is for feminine, two of them. But as far as the other pronouns other than the dual, the singular and the plural, then there's an indication of the number, and there's an indication of the gender. So huwa indicates yani singular masculine, and hum, plural masculine, and here, singular feminine, and hunna, plural feminine. Alright, so the pronoun of the third person is either huwa, or hum, or hiya, or hunna. Singular and plural, masculine and feminine, or dual huma, whether it's masculine or feminine. The second person pronouns that we learned in book one is anta, masculine singular, antuma, masculine dual, and antum, masculine plural. Feminine singular, anti, dual, antuma, and plural, antunna. Again, the duals are for masculine and feminine. So we have masculine, singular, and plural, anta, and antum. And we have feminine, singular, and plural, anti, and antunna. And the dual is for both masculine and feminine. Alright, so all of these pronouns we are very familiar with. We have no problem with huwa, hiya, hum, hunna, anta, anti, antum, antunna. And for the first person we have singular, ana, used for masculine and feminine, and nahnu, we, used for masculine and feminine. So these are the pronouns of raf in their separate forms. We know these pronouns, yani backward and forward. Now let's look at the attached forms of the raf pronouns. Pronouns when they're in the place where they should be marfoon. The attached form of pronouns of raf are attached to verbs, whether past tense, present tense, or imperative command form. Okay? And there are six pronouns that are attached to verbs as raf pronouns. Yani they are the subject. Yani the separate pronouns are the subject of the sentence. Yani the subject of the sentence. Huwa Muslim. Hiya Muslima. Hum Muslimun. Subject of the sentence. Subject and predicate. Yani mubtada and khabar. These attached forms of the rough pronouns are the subject of the verb, yani the fa'il, the doer of the action of the verb. The attached rough pronouns are also the subject, but not the subject of a jumla ismiya, yani mubtada, but the subject of the verb, the fa'il. Alright, so the rough pronouns are always the subject. In the jumla ismiya, it's the subject of the sentence, mubtada. In the jumla, in the fa'il, yani it's the subject of the verb, the doer of the action of the verb, the fa'il. Alright, so the subject of a sentence, jumla ismiya, mubtada, is marfu'un. And the subject, fa'il, doer of a verb, is also marfu'un, or in the place where it should be marfu'un, because they're all mabniyun, but they're in the place where they should be marfu'un. Fa'il is always marfu'un. So what are the attached forms of the rough pronoun that attach the verbs? The following are the six attached pronouns of rough. The six attached pronouns of rough. Okay, they're numbered 1 through 6. The first one is the mutaharrik ta, the ta that has a vowel, whether it's the habtu, the habta, the habti, and so on, like that. The second is alif of the dual, yani alif al-muthanna, yani the alif that is the dual in zahaba, or zahabata, or yadhabani, tadhabani, izhaba. Yani the second one is the alif of the dual. The third one is waw, the waw of the plural, yani waw al-jama'ah. The fourth one is ya of the second person feminine, ya al-mukhataba, yani the ya that indicates the second person feminine singular, yani in tadhhabina or idhhabi. And the fifth of them is noon of the feminine plural, yani noon and niswa, as in dhahabna or yadhhabna, tadhhabna, idhhabna. And the sixth of them is na al-mutakallimin, the na that indicates the first person plural, as in dhahabna. Okay, so these are six rough pronouns. All of them represent the fa'il, the doer of the action of the verb. As the fa'il, it's in the position where it should be marfu, and that's why we're calling them rough pronouns. Their form are very different than the separate rough pronouns, huwa and hiya and anta and antum and ana and nahnu. Their forms are very different. Attached to verbs, they take on, the rough pronouns take on a different form. Let's look at each one of them, one by one, one through six. Mutaharrik ta. Number one, the mutaharrik ta. As in, zahabtu, singular, ana, zahabtu. Zahabtuma, yani antuma. Zahabtum, antum. Zahabti, anti. Zahabtunna, antunna. And they left out, zahabta, anta. Alright? So the mutaharrik pronouns are the pronoun that's the fa'il attached to a verb, whether a past tense verb. In this case, yani the mutaharrik ta is going to be in the past tense verbs. It's going to be either dhahabtu or dhahabta or dhahabtum or dhahabti or dhahabtunna. Yani dhahabtu is first person, and then we have second person dhahabta and dhahabtum and the dual dhahabtuma. And then you have the feminine, singular and plural, the habti, anti, and the habtunna, antunna. Okay, all of these are past tense forms of the verb that have attached to them the fa'il. This is called the mutaharrik ta. Ta al-mutaharrika. Yani the ta that has a vowel. The habtu, the habta, the habti, the habtum, the habtunna, and the dual, the habtuma. Again, they left out the habti. Alright, so these are all, yani, attached rough pronouns. They are all represent the fa'il. It's either a ta mutaharrika, or the second one is alif of the dual. We saw the alif of the dual represents alif al-muthanna. The alif that represents al-muthanna, the dual fa'il in the verb. Whether it's a past tense verb, as in dhahaba, yani, the two of them went, huma dhahaba, or dhahabata, yani the two of them feminine went, dhahabata, or, yani those are past tense forms. Now in the present tense forms it also came, alif al-ithnain also came, alif al-ithnain, the muthanna, also came in, yadhabani, yani the two of them went, and tadhabani, you two went. يعني could be هو يذهبان or could be هي تذهبان or أنت تذهب أنتما تذهبان. And then we also have it in the فعل أمر اذهبا. Both of you go away. Both of you leave here. Go. اذهبا. So we see in the past tense we have two forms ذهبا and ذهبتا. In the present tense we have two forms يذهبان and تذهبان. And in the فعل أمر we have one form اذهبا used for masculine and feminine. The third one is واو. The واو of the plural. This is known as واو الجماعة. يعني the masculine plural pronoun that is attached to the verb to represent the فاعل, the doer of the action. In the past tense, we only have ذهبوا. يعني هم ذهبوا. In the present tense, we have two forms. يعني هم يذهبون and أنتم تذهبون. In يذهبون and تذهبون, the واو الجماعة is the فاعل. Do of the action of the verb, and in the command form we have اذهبوا, يعني اذهبوا, plural, you all go away. Alright? So, واو الجماعة we are familiar with. We know it came in the past tense, in هم ذهبوا, it came in the present tense, in يذهبون and تذهبون, the second and third person masculine plurals, and it also came in the في الأمر اذهبوا. The fourth one is the ya of the second person feminine singular. Ya al-mukhataba. Ya al-mukhataba. Yani the ya that represents the mukhataba, the feminine individual female that you are addressing directly. Second person, feminine singular. Second person, feminine singular. Yani that corresponds to the separate pronoun anti. So you have anti, tadhabina, present tense, and you have اذهبي, the command form, came in two places. The present tense, مضاري, and it came in the فعل أمر. The ya المخاطبة doesn't come in the past tense verb. It comes in the present tense verb, and it comes in the فعل أمر. The fifth one is نون of the feminine plural. يعني نون النسوة. The نون that is the, and in contrast to واو الجماعة. واو الجماعة is the masculine plural. نون النسوة is the feminine plural. And Noon and Niswa, just like Wa'al Jama'ah, comes two places. Second, Wa'al Jama'ah comes as second and third person, masculine plurals corresponding to Antum and Hum. And Noon and Niswa comes likewise as the second and third person feminine plurals corresponding to Antunna and Hunna. So the Noon and Niswa, it comes in the past tense, the Habna. It comes in the present tense, يعني هن ذهبنا, comes twice in the present tense, يعني هن يذهبنا and أنتن تذهبنا. نون النسوة, feminine plural, comes in the past tense in one form, comes in the present tense in two forms, يعني هن and أنتن. And then it comes in the command form اذهبنا, اذهبنا. The sixth of them is نا of the first person plural, known as نا المتكلمين. The نا that represents the speakers, the first person plural, used for masculine and feminine. It came in the past tense in ذهبنا. Alright, so these are six attached rough pronouns. Attached, where? Attached to verbs. What is their function? They are the فاعل, the subject, doer of the action of the verb. Sometimes they come in past tense, sometimes they come in present tense, sometimes they come in the command form. Sometimes they come in all three forms. Some of them, sometimes it comes in all three forms. Ta al-mutaharrika. The mutaharrik ta means the ta that's attached to a verb that indicates it's the فاعل do of the action and it has a vowel, mutaharrik. Not like the ta that has sukoon in ذهبت. That's not a pronoun. That's just the sign of femininity. Alamatu. Ta'anith. But these have a vowel. Tu, ta, ti, tum, tunna, and so on, like this. Alif, al-ithnain, the alif of the muthanna. The third is waw al-jama'a, masculine, plural. Ya, of the second person feminine. Ya al-mukhataba, the second person feminine singular. Noon and niswa, the feminine, second and third person plurals. And na, al-mutakallimin, the first person plural, as in the habna. جلسنا أكلنا كتبنا. Okay, after that, يعني along with the attached forms of the pronoun, are the attached pronouns that are hidden. The attached pronouns of raf are hidden in the following forms. In the past tense, in the following two forms. Yani ذَهَبَ and ذَهَبَتْ. Yani هُوَ ذَهَبَ. The attached raf pronoun is hidden. It's understood to be هُوَ. And in ذَهَبَتْ, the attached raf pronoun is hidden. It's understood to be هِيَ. Note that the ta in ذَهَبَتْ is not a pronoun. It is a particle denoting feminine gender. Yani alamatu ta'anith. The attached raf hidden pronouns also come in the mubari in four forms of the verb representing five pronouns. In the following four forms: yadhhabu, tadhhabu, adhhabu, and nadhhabu. So yadhhabu corresponds with the pronoun huwa yadhhabu. And the hidden pronoun that it represents is huwa, taqdiruhu huwa, huwa yadhhabu. Tadhhabu represents two pronouns. Yani hiya tadhhabu or anta tadhhabu. And adhhabu represents the hidden pronoun ana adhhabu, and nadhhabu represents the hidden pronoun nahnu nadhhabu. So there are five forms of the mubari. One of them represents two pronouns. So in the past tense, it came with huwa dhahaba and hiya dhahabat. Those are hidden pronouns. And in the mubari, it came in five pronouns: huwa yadhhabu, hiya tadhhabu, anta tadhhabu, ana adhhabu, and nahnu nadhhabu. Okay, that's the end of the pronouns of raf. End of the pronouns of raf. And that's the main thing that we need to learn. The two forms of pronouns of raf. When they are separate, huwa, hiya, and hum. When they are attached, tu, ta, ti, alif, al-ithnain, waw, al-jama'a, ya, al-mukhataba, noon, al-niswa, and na, al-mutakallimeen. And then they are hidden in the past tense in two places, and five pronouns in the present tense. Four forms of the verb, one form, tadhhabu, representing hiya tadhhabu and anta tadhhabu. Okay, let's go on to the pronouns of nasb. Pronouns of raf are either separate or attached, and we know all of them. The pronouns of nasb are also either separate or attached, but their forms, when they are separate and when they are attached, you're going to see that they are the same basic form. So the pronouns of nasb, yani the pronoun when it's in the position where it should be mansub, is when it's the object of the verb or the ism of inna. So depending on how it is used in the sentence, it will either be separate or attached. Mostly we're going to see it attached, but sometimes it may be separate, and that separate form is what is brand new for us in this lesson. Everything else in this lesson we already know, except what's related to the separate nasb pronouns. So the nasb pronouns are of two types: the separate forms, and on the next page we see the attached forms. The separate forms are what is new. Yani when is the maf'ulun bi mansub, and when it is the ism of inna. So the separate forms, you have not been introduced to these forms before. These forms are composed of the word iya plus the attached pronouns of nas, forming one word. Iya plus the attached pronouns of nas, which you already know. Yani you already know the attached pronouns of nas, but we just haven't had them as one word with iya. We have them as the object of a verb, attached to a verb. But now we're going to see when they are separate, they form a single word with iya. The same exact pronouns of nasb that are attached to verbs as the maf'ulun bi or as ism inna, we're going to see those same forms formulating a word with iya, and that's the separate, yani nasb form of the pronouns. Okay, let's go to the next page where it says, these are the separate forms of the nasb pronoun. They are the same forms that we're going to see as attached forms that were attached to verbs as maf'ulun bi, or that were attached to inna as ism inna wa akhwatuha. The same form, but now we're seeing them formulating a word with iya. These are the separate forms of nasb. They are not forms that we haven't seen before. We just haven't seen them formulating one word with iya. The third person forms are iyahu, singular, iyahuma, dual, iyahum, plural. All those are masculine pronouns. Feminine pronouns, iyaha, singular, iyahuma, dual, iyahunna, feminine, plural. Okay, so these pronouns we have seen who before. Katabahu, katabahum, katabaha. We've seen these forms before. We haven't seen them formulated as one word with iya. So these are the third person separate forms of nasb. Iyahu and Iyahum singular and plural, yani third person masculine. Iyaha and Iyahunna singular and plural, third person feminine. Iyahum as dual for masculine and feminine. The second person forms are masculine, singular Iyaka, dual Iyakuma, plural Iyakum. Feminine singular Iyaki, dual Iyakuma, plural Iyakunna. So these are words that we've seen before. Yani Iyaki, Iyakum is for masculine. Iyaka and Iyakum. Iyaki and Iyakunna is for feminine. And Iyakuma is dual for both masculine and feminine. And these forms of the pronouns we've seen attached to verbs as maf'ul and bi, we've seen them attached to inna wa akhawatuha as ism inna and ism of the akhawatu inna. The first person is Iyaya and Iyana. Yani ya is ya al-mutakallam, the singular, first person plural, and na is the yani plural, first person plural. Yani ya is the first person singular and na is the first person plural pronouns that we've seen as the object of the verb or as yani ism inna. Okay, so these are the separate nasb forms. We have seen them all before, third person, second person, first person, masculine, feminine, singular, plural, and dual, except that we haven't seen them attached as one word to iya. The attached forms, those are the separate forms. Now we're going to look at the attached forms, and these forms cannot be mentioned independently. These forms are only when they are attached, they should be attached to a verb or to inna or one of its sisters. And we've seen them attached to verbs as the object of the verb. Yani it's called a nasb form because it's the maf'ulun bi. It's called attached form because it's attached to a verb or attached to inna or any of its akhawat. Okay, as the object of the verb or the ism of inna, it has to be mansub. That's why we're calling it the nasb form. If it is attached to a verb or attached to inna or any of its akhawat, we call it the attached nasb forms. They cannot be mentioned independently unless you attach them to iya. That's the separate forms. If it's not attached to iya, then it has to be attached to a verb or inna or one of its akhawat. In that case, it's called the attached forms. They should be attached to a verb, as the maf'ulun bi, or to inna or one of its sisters. Third person forms, sa'alahu. Same as the separate forms, iyahu, sa'alahu. Sa'alahuma, iyahuma, sa'alahuma. Sa'alahum. These are the masculine, singular, dual, and plural. Hu, huma, and hum. The same as the separate forms of nasb. The feminine, sa'alaha, sa'alahuma, sa'alahunna. Okay, so there's masculine, there's feminine, there's singular, dual, and plural. The dual, yani is for both masculine and feminine. The singular is hu, and the singular and plural masculine is hu and hum. Singular and plural feminine is ha and hunna. We know these pronouns very well. Second person forms are sa'alaka, object of the verb, sa'alakuma, dual, sa'alakum, plural, feminine, sa'alaki, anti, sa'alakuma, sa'alakunna, antunna. Okay, these are the second person forms, and the first person forms are sa'alani, yani the actual pronoun is ya'al mutakallam, just like we had in iyaya, it's ya'al mutakallam, but here we have noon al-wiqaya. As is mentioned in the footnote here, the attached form of the pronoun of the first person singular is ya only. Only the ya is the pronoun. The noon is the noon al-wiqaya, the noon of protection. This is in book 2, lesson 9. Book 2, lesson 9 explains noon al-wiqaya. But the actual pronoun here for the first person is ya. The ya known as ya al-mutakallim. Sa'alani, singular. Sa'alana, plural. So again, all of these forms, hu, ha, hum, hunna, ka, ki, kum, kunna, I, and na, all of these are pronouns that we've learned before as the object of the verb or the ism of inna. These are the attached forms. If we have to use them separate, they have to be combined as one word with iya. Those are the nasb separate forms, yani. If we have to, for some reason, to use them separately, we're going to talk about them in detail. But what is important now is that the nasb forms are either separate or attached. they are the exact same forms, except when they are separate, they form a word with iya. When they are attached, they are attached to a verb or inna or one of its akhawat. Okay, the pronouns of jar. We've seen the rough pronouns, we've seen the nasb. Both of them have attached and separate pronouns. Now we're seeing the jar pronouns, which are the same as the nasb pronouns, except that they are only used in attached form. Yani, in other words, they are attached to a preposition or they are attached to a noun as the mudaf ilayh. Okay, the jar, a noun, is majrur in only two cases. Either it's the object of a preposition, so we're going to see them attached to a preposition, or it's the mudaf ilayh, attached to a noun as mudaf ilayh, and we're going to see them, yani, that's how they're going to come. The jar pronouns are only going to be attached, attached to a preposition or attached to a noun as mudaf ilayh. Okay, it says the pronouns of jar. The pronouns of jar have only the attached form, they don't have a separate form. And they are the same as the pronouns of nasb that we just saw as separate or attached forms. They are the same. For example, minhu, yani attached to a preposition, minhu, minhum, minha, minhunna. All of these are third person, singular and plural, hu, ha, hum, and hunna. Second person, minka, minkum, minki, minkunna, and of course we can also mention the duals, yani min huma or min kuma. Alright, but the point is what? That they are either attached to a preposition or they can be used in idafa with a noun as a mudaf ilayhi. But the form of hu and ha and hum and hun and kum and kunna and ki and ka, those are the same forms that we just studied, attached to verbs as attached forms of nasb pronouns, or formulating a word with iya as separate forms of nasb pronouns. The pronouns of jar are exactly the same. So again, I'm going to go back to what I said before, yani that the pronouns of raf has two forms. When they are separate, they have one form like huwa and hiya, and when they are attached, they have a different form like the habtu, the habta, the habti, and they may also be hidden in dhahaba and dhahabat, and in the mudari and yadhhab, yadhhabu, tadhhabu, adhhabu, and nadhhabu. The pronouns of nasb have two forms, separate and attached, but they have the same, but it's the same pronoun. Yani, when they are separate, they are formulating a word with iya. When they are attached, they are attached to a verb, yani as the object of the verb, sa'alahu, sa'alaha, sa'alakum, sa'alaka, and so on. Yani, they're attached to a verb, or they are the ism of inna, or one of its akhawat. Okay, so the rough pronouns have a separate, distinct form, like huwa and hiya, and they have a separate attached form, like tu and ta and ti. The rough pronouns, they have a separate and attached, but they are the same pronouns, and the jar have only attached, and they are the same as the nas pronouns. So we have three forms of pronouns that we need to look at, what they look like: the rough separate forms, the rough attached forms, and then all the rest of them, whether it's nasb or jar, attached or unattached, they are the same. The last thing that we want to look at in reference to pronouns here, let me look at our time. The last thing that we want to look at in reference to pronouns is here is when to use the separate pronouns of nasb. When do we use them? Yani with iya. When do we use these separate pronouns of nasb? So there are five cases in which we use them. The pronoun of nasb should be separate. Yani, a separate form of the nasb pronoun is used in the following cases. Number one, if it is a maf'ulun bi preceding its verb. Number two, if it is a maf'ulun bi of a masdar that the fa'il is attached to as mudaf ilayh. Number three, if it occurs after a conjunction. Number four, if it occurs after illa. And number five, if it occurs after an attached pronoun of nasb. Yani, a verb has an attached pronoun of nasb, and then another nasb pronoun comes, then that's when we use this separate pronoun. Yani, that's when we use the nasb pronoun in its separate form. Yani, iyyahu, iyyaha, iyyakum, iyyakunna, iyyaya, iyyana. We use these in five places, which I just, yani, listed. And now we're going to read each of them, yani, in detail. So, the pronoun of nasb should be separate, as a separate form of nasb pronoun in the following cases. Number one, if it is a maf'ulun bi and precedes the verb. Yani, it's the maf'ulun bi, but it's coming before the verb. For example, we say na'abuduka, we worship you. Here, the pronoun of nasb is coming after the verb, right? Attached to it, na'abuduka. But if the maf'ulun bi, if we want to put it ahead of the verb, then we have to make it as a separate pronoun. So we say iyyaka na'abudu. Instead of na'abuduka, the ka is coming attached at the end of the verb. If we want to make it before the verb, it has to come as a separate pronoun of nasb with iyya as one word, iyyaka. Iyyaka na'budu. It is you alone that we worship. We cannot say ka na'budu. We can't put ka before the verb by itself. We can say it after the verb, na'budu ka, but you can't put ka before the verb by itself, as ka is an attached pronoun. Ka is an attached pronoun and cannot stand alone. If we want to use it as a separate pronoun, then we have to make one word with iya, make it iyaka na'budu. The second case in which we use the nasb pronoun in its separate form with iya as one word is if it is a maf'ulun bi. The first one is if it's a maf'ulun bi preceding the verb, then we say iyaka, iyahu, iyaha. The second one, if it is a maf'ulun bi of a masdar, it's the maf'ulun bi, not of a verb, but the maf'ulun bi of a masdar. Remember, the masdar is a noun that has the meaning of a verb, so it may have a maf'ulun bi. So if the pronoun is a maf'ulun bi of a masdar, and we have to add another rule here that's not mentioned here in Arabic, is that masdar has as its mudaf ilayhi its fa'il. The mudaf ilayhi is its fa'il. For example, نَنْتَظِرُ زِيَارَةَ الْمُدِيرِ إِيَّانَا. We are awaiting the headmaster's visit to us. Here, إِيَّانَا is the object of the masdar ziyara. And I'm adding the condition that the masdar ziyara must have attached to it as the مُضَافِ إِلَيْهِ its fa'il, the one who's doing the action of the masdar. The masdar has a meaning of action. If it has attached to it as its mudaf ilayh, the fa'il, the one who's doing that action, in that case, we have a masdar, we have its mudaf ilayh as its fa'il, and then the object, the maf'ulun bi of that masdar, is going to be as a separate nasb pronoun. Nantadhiru ziyaratal mudiri iyana. Ziyara is the masdar, mudir is its fa'il, iyaya is the maf'ulun bi. Yani, this is the second case. If the pronoun of nasb is the maf'ulun bi of a masdar, which has attached to it as this maf'ulun bi its fa'il, then we use the separate pronoun of nasb. Here, iyana is the object of the masdar ziyara, and here's another example. Musa'adatuka iyaya kanat qabla musa'adati iyaka. Your help to me was before my help to you. Okay, again, musa'ada is the masdar. Its fa'il, the one who's doing the musa'ada, ka, is attached to it as mudaf ilayhi, and therefore the object of that masdar, iyaya, you're helping me, I'm the maf'ulun bi of the masdar musa'ada that has connected to it as its mudaf ilayhi, its fa'il, ka. So in that case, we use the separate pronoun of nasb, musa'adataka iyaya. Kanat qabla musa'adati iyaka, yani my help to you. So here again, iyaka is the maf'ulun bi of the masdar musa'ada that has connected to it as its mudaf ilayhi, its fa'il, ya al-mutakallam, my helping of you. This is the second case in which the nasb pronoun is used as a separate pronoun. Yani, if the first one is if it's the maf'ulun bi of the verb and it precedes the verb, the second one if it's the maf'ulun bi of a masdar and that masdar has connected to it as a mudaf ilayhi, its fa'il. The third one if it occurs after a conjunction, and the fourth one if it occurs after illa. Let's look at the third one. If the pronoun of nasb occurs after a conjunction. For example, ra'aytuka wa iyyahu. I saw you and him. Yani the pronoun iyyahu is coming after the conjunction wa. So here we cannot say رأيتك وهو, huh? Because who is an attached pronoun, it has to be attached directly to a verb. يعني رأيته, for example, or كتبته, it has to be attached directly to a verb and cannot stand alone. So if يعني it's gonna be coming after a conjunction, we have to formulate it as one single word with إياه. رأيتك, not وهو, but رأيتك وإياه. Because what? It's occurring as a nasb pronoun after a conjunction, so it can't come as who by itself. It has to come as a single word with إياه. Here we cannot say يعني رأيتك وهو, as who is an attached pronoun. It has to be attached directly to a verb, or it has to be formulated into one word with إياه. It cannot stand alone. In the same way we say إني وإياك ناجحون. Indeed, I and you have passed. يعني have passed successfully the exam. إني وإياك. Here we have يعني verily I and you. We can't say إني وكا. Right? We can't say, we cannot say إني وكا. Nor can we say إني وأنت. We can't say إني وكا because كا is an attached pronoun. It has to be attached to the verb or attached to إنا or أخواتو إنا. But since إنا already has attached to it يا المتكلم إني, so after a while we can't say إني وكا. We have to say إني وإياك. And we also can't say إني وأنت because أنت is a pronoun of رفع. Pronoun that's used in the place where it should be marfu'un. And in this place, يعني the pronoun ka is supposed to be following inni, يعني the ism inna ya is ism inna is mansub, or in the place where it should be mansub. So after the conjunction, the word that comes after the conjunction also has to be fi mahalli nasb. So we can't use a rough pronoun anta here, but we have to use a nasb pronoun like ka, but we can't use ka by itself, so we say inni وإياك. The fourth situation is if it occurs after إلا, like لا نعبد إلا إياه. لا نعبد إلا إياه. We worship none except him. None except him. Here يعني نعبد إلا, after إلا we can't say إلا هو. So we have to يعني make it as a single word with إياه. إلا إياه. When it comes after إلا, it has to be with إياه. We worship none with him. Another example, ما سألت إلا إياك. I asked no one but you. ما سألت, I didn't ask, إلا إياك. We can't say ما سألت إلا كا, right? So we have to say, we have to make it one word with إياه. ما سألت إلا إياك. This is the fourth case in which إياك is being used as a nasb pronoun separate. Nasb pronoun separate if it comes after conjunction, if it comes after illa. The last case is if it occurs after an attached pronoun of nasb. Yani the verb already has an attached pronoun of nasb as its object, and now if we have a second object, that second object is also a nasb pronoun. So in this case, there's some details. We're going to look at the details. But we may use it as a separate pronoun. In some cases, we may even use it, yani we may attach it directly. Let's see what it says here. If it occurs after an attached pronoun of nasb, for example, أين مجلة المدير? Where's the magazine of the principal? And you can say, أعطيته إياها. Where's the headmaster's magazine? I gave it to him. Literally, أعطيته إياها. I gave him it, the magazine. So here, يعني إياها is used as a separate pronoun of nasb because it's following, يعني it occurs after an attached pronoun of nasb. There's already a pronoun of nasb. أتيته is a pronoun of nasb, and it's coming after a pronoun of nasb. In that case, we use it with إياه as a separate pronoun of nasb. أتيته إياها. I gave it to him. Here, we cannot say أتيته ها. Okay, it's coming after a pronoun of nasb. We have to use it as a separate pronoun. If both pronouns belong to the same person, yani as in this example, same person meaning third person, the rutbah is the same. It's either third person, second person, or first person. If both of them are third person pronouns, or both of them are second person pronouns, or both of them are first person pronouns, if both pronouns belong to the same person, the same rutbah, first, second, or third person, the second pronoun should be separate, must be separate. If they are both from the same rutbah, yani both of them are second person, or both of them are third person, or both of them are first person, then you must make it as a separate pronoun, iyyah. But if they belong to different persons, meaning one is a first person pronoun and one is a second person pronoun, or one is a second person pronoun and the other is a third person pronoun, if they belong to different persons, yani rutab mukhtalifa, rutba mukhtalifa, they are on different levels of first, second, or third person, we may use either the attached or the separate pronoun. If they are different persons, different rutba, different levels, then we may use it as an attached, we can use it as an attached, and we can use it as a separate as we had the first time, though it is better to use it as an attached pronoun. So if they are from the same rutba, both of them are third person, or both of them are second person, or both of them are first person, then we must make it as a separate pronoun with iyyah. If they are from two different levels, two different rutba, then we can make it as an attached pronoun, and that's better, or we can still make it as an unattached pronoun. For example, you can say, Aina kitabi? You can say either, making it separate, Ataytuka iyahu, I gave you it. Yani, where is my book? It says I gave it to you, but literally it says, Ataytuka, I gave you iyahu it. Or we can make it attached because they are from two different rutba. One is a second person pronoun, the other is a third person pronoun. So you can make it directly attached. You can say, Ataytuka hu. I gave ka you hu it. I gave you it. Alright, that's because they are from different rutba, different levels. The first one is a second person pronoun, ka, and the second one, hu, is a third person pronoun. In that case, you can bring them together, directly attaching them, and that's what's better, or you can make it separate in the case like what you have to do if they're both from the same rutbah. Okay, after this, and in these five cases, a person has to study carefully. If it's the maf'ulun bi and it precedes the verb, if it's the maf'ulun bi of a masdar, then we make it as a separate nas pronoun. If it occurs after a conjunction or after illa, we make it as a separate pronoun of nas with iyah. And if it occurs after a pronoun of nas is attached, and now comes another pronoun of nas, two objects, if they are from the same rutba, both of them are third or second or first person, then you have to separate them with iyah. If they are from different rutba, one is a second person and one is a third person, then it's better to join them together, but you may also make them separate. The last point of this lesson is one of the patterns of the masdar is fa'il. Like, for example, Ranna al-Jarasu, the bell rang. So the masdar on the pattern of fa'il is raninun, ringing. From safara, he whistled, is safirun, whistling. And this is the end of the English key. What remains after this is the Arabic dialogue. And the first... and the first exercise, which probably we won't be able to do today, Allahu A'lam, let me just take a careful look at our time. We have 15 minutes. Let me see, this dialogue is not that long. Okay, let's try to read it, and if necessary, we may read it again next week, inshallah. Okay, let's go to page 230 of the dialogue, the Arabic text. And let's try to read carefully, looking at the different types of pronouns, whether they are attached or unattached, if they are raf or nasb, and if they are jar, they're going to only be attached. And also let's look at whether or not these pronouns that are attached or separate, are they raf pronouns, or are they nasb pronouns, or are they jar pronouns. And if we also might maybe notice some that are damir mustatir, yani attached to verbs as attached pronouns but hidden attached pronouns, damir mustatir, we might also see that here. Okay, let's look at page 230, Ad-Darsu As-Sabi'u Wal-Ishruna, the 27th lesson. The teacher begins by saying, Ya Usamatu Al-Muraqibu Yatlubuka Fi Maktabihi. The Muraqib is requesting you, or Usama the Muraqib is requesting you in his office. Usama says, Uridu an akhudha ma'i zamilayya hadaini. I want to take with me these two classmates of mine. Just notice the word zamilayya is originally zamilain, the dual zamilain, and then when it's attached to the pronoun ya al-mutakallam, the noon is deleted. Remember, dual words, when they attach to a suffix, the noon is deleted. So zamilaini became zamilay, and then followed by ya al-mutakallam, it became zamilayya, my two classmates. The teacher says, lam yatlub al-muraqibu illa iyaka. The muraqib didn't request anyone except you. Here we see the pronoun of nasb, yani coming after illa, therefore it came in its separate form, iyaka, because it comes after illa. Usama says, akhsha annahu nasiya, I fear that he has forgotten, inni wa iyahuma mushtarikuna fi musabakati as-sibahati. Yani, inni, indeed I, wa iyahuma, and the two of them are participating in the musabaka as-sabah, in the swimming competition. Here, yani iyahuma is used as a separate nasb pronoun because it's following a conjunction, wow. Inni, yani the ya al-mutakallam is the ism inna fi mahalli nasb. After the wow, the conjunction, the word that comes after it has to have the same i'rab, so it also has to be pronoun of nasb. Because it's following a conjunction, it has to be a separate pronoun of nasb with the word iyahuma, formulating one word. The teacher says, khudhuma idhan, take them, the two of them, in that case. Take the two of them. Ayna kitabu al-mudiri ya Ibrahim? Where is the book of the headmaster, the principal, O Ibrahim? Oh, by the way, here we have khudhuma, an attached pronoun of raf, yani muttasil. Khudhuma, yani it's attached, yani muttasil pronoun of nasb, the regular nasb pronoun huma for the dual. Now, Ibrahim says, ataytuhu iyyahu. Where's the book of the headmaster? He said, I gave him, ataytuhu, I gave him, the headmaster, iyyahu it, yani his book. So again, here we see that if the pronoun of nasb comes after another pronoun of nasb, that's muttasil, yani ataytuhu, who is the pronoun of nasb that's attached, if it comes after that, then it has to come in its separate form, ataytuhu iyyahu, if they're both of the same rutbah, they're both third person pronouns. If they are from different rutbah, then it's better to attach it directly, not make it as a separate pronoun, but it's permissible to still make it as a separate pronoun. The teacher says, wa ayna daftaru at-tullab, and where are the notebooks of the students? Ibrahim says, ataytuhum iyyaha, I gave them iyyaha their notebooks. So here again we have iyyaha as a separate nasb pronoun because it's coming after a nasb, yani muttasil pronoun that's directly attached to the verb ataytu hum iyyaha. Because they are from the same rutbah, they're both third person, so it has to be made as a separate nasb pronoun because they are from rutbah wahida, the same person, they're both third person. The teacher says, wa aina majallati, and where's my magazine? Ibrahim says, ataytukahu, ataytukaha, ataytukaha, I gave you it. Ataytuka anta ha, yani meaning the majalla, I gave you it. Here we see that it's after an attached pronoun of nasb, ka, but because they are from different rutbah, mukhtalifa, one of them, ka, is the second person and ha is the third person, so it's better to attach them directly, not making it a separate pronoun. The teacher says, mata ataytaniha, when did you give me it, the magazine? Here again, we have, yani, the pronoun of nasb coming after a pronoun of nasb. Ataytani, noon al-wiqaya and ya al-mutakallam, But because Ya al-Mutakallim is a first person and Ha is a third person, they are from different rutbah, so it's better to attach them directly and not make it as a separate pronoun. Ibrahim says, Ataytukaha, yani when did you give it to me? Ataytukaha amsi fi maktabika, I gave you it yesterday in your office. Akhadtaha wa wada'taha fi ad-durj, you took it and you put it in your drawer, in your desk drawer. Here again, yani we have a pronoun of nas following an attached pronoun of nas. The attached pronoun of nas is ka, and it's the object of the verb, and ha is a second pronoun of nas, a second object. Because they are from rutba mukhtalifa, different levels, ka is second person, ha is third person, it's better to attach it directly and not make it as a separate pronoun. The teacher says, Na'am, al-an tadhakkartu. Yes, now I remember. Masmuka, after a pause, Masmuka ya akhi. He says, what is your name, O my brother? That person, he says, A'iyaya tas'alu ya ustad. Is it me that you are asking, O teacher? A'iyaya tas'alu. Here, iyaya is used as a separate nas pronoun because it's the maf'ulun bi of tas'alu, but it is preceding the verb. So when the maf'ulun bi precedes the verb, we have to make it as a separate pronoun, as one word with iya. Iyaya, yani first person, singular pronoun. The teacher says, Na'am, iyaka as'alu. Yes, it is you that I am asking. And again, the same reason, iyaka came as the object of the verb, yani the maf'ulun bi preceding the verb as'alu, therefore it's mentioned as a separate pronoun. The final line says, huwa, yani the person, the student says, ismi ukashatu, my name is Ukasha, iltahaqtu bil mahad al-yawma, I have been joined the Arabic Institute today, waltahaqa ma'i thalathatu tullabin, and also three other students joined with me. Going to the next page, three other students joined with me. Min baladi, three other students joined with me. Thalatha tulab min baladi, hum fi faslin akhara, they are in another classroom. Ya ustadhu, he goes on to say, O teacher, arju an tusa'idani faqad fatatni nurusun kathiratun, I request that you assist me, for indeed many lessons have passed me by. I missed many lessons. The teacher says, Sa'usaduka wa iyahum insha'Allah. I will help you and them, yani the other three students, insha'Allah. Here we have wa iyahum, yani a pronoun of nasb coming after an attached pronoun of nas. The attached pronoun of nas is sa'usaduka, and then it's followed by another pronoun of nasb, hum. And for that reason, yani it may be, if they are of different rutbah, ka is second person, hum is third person, you can join it directly, or it's permissible to separate them, as it's permissible here to separate them, but not required. Ba'da al-atif, because, oh I'm sorry, it's, after wa'u al-atif, yeah, they have to be separate. Naam, after wa'u al-atif, yani the pronoun of nas that comes after wa'u al-atif must be as a separate pronoun with the word iya. Ukasha says, لن تنسى مساعدتك إيانا أبدا إن شاء الله. I will never forget your helping us ever, إن شاء الله. Here, مساعدتك إيانا, and here we have a pronoun of nasb, إيانا, following a pronoun of nasb that is attached to, that is an attached pronoun of nasb, and therefore, يعني, it should be separate. Yani, if they are from different rutbah, then it's better to join them, but it's permissible to make them separate. So, ka is the second person, and na is the first person. So, it's permissible to have joined them, but it's permissible, it's better to have joined them, but it's permissible to make them separate. Yani, it's permissible to make them separate, but it's better to attach them. Yani, it would have been better to say, len nansa musa'adataka. Musa'adatakana, because ka and na are from different rutba. The teacher says, Araka tujidu al-lugata al-arabiyyata. I see that you are proficient in the Arabic language. من علمك إياها. Who has taught you it? Yani the Arabic language. من علمك إياها. So here we have إياها, yani a pronoun of نصب, following an attached pronoun of نصب, علمك. And ka is second person, ha is third person. So it's better to join them, but it's permissible to make them separate. Who has taught you it? Yani the Arabic language. Qasim says, علمني إياها أبي. Yani it is my father who has taught me it. Taught me إياها. Yani here, again, we have a pronoun of نصب attached. علمني يا المتكلم. Separated from the verb by نون الوقاية, but it's an attached pronoun. Followed by a pronoun of نصب إياها. So, yani if they are from different رتبة, it's better to join them, but it's permissible to make them separate as well. Yani ya is first person and ha is third person. So it's better to join them, but it's permissible to make them separate. The teacher says, اقرأ الآيات يا حامد. Read the ayat, O Hamid. Hamid says, yani after, يستعيذ ويبسمل. Yani after he seeks refuge in Allah and mentions, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم يقرأ. Then he says, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Surah Fatiha, fourth ayat. Yani you alone do we worship and you alone we seek help from. Here we see that the object of the verb na'abudu is yani ka, but it's preceding the verb, so it's coming as a separate pronoun of nasb with iyaka, and the same thing wa iyaka nasta'in. Iyaka yani nasta'in is also here. Iyaka is the object of the verb nasta'inu, preceding the verb, so it is coming as a separate pronoun of nasb. The maf'ul bi, when it precedes the verb, has to come as a separate pronoun of nasb. Then he reads also from Surah Al-Isra, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that your Lord has decreed, has decided that you do not worship anything except Him. إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and that you do well to your parents. Here we have the pronoun of نصب coming after إِلَّا. When it comes after إِلَّا or a conjunction, it must come as a separate pronoun, as one word with إيا, تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَا. Yani it's the object of the verb تَعْبُدُ, but it's coming after إِلَّا, so it has to be separate. Then he says, يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Yani يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Yani they are forcing out the messenger and you all. From Surah Al-Mumtahina, 60th Surah, first ayah. Yani here, the object of the verb yukhrijuna is ar-rasula, and the second object is yani kum, but because it's following the conjunction waw, it has to come as a separate pronoun, as one word with iya, iyakum, ba'da al-'atf. The next ayah from Surah Saba, 34th Surah, and 24th ayat, wa inna aw iyyakum la ala hudan aw fi dalalin mubin. Surah Saba, 34th Surah, 24th ayat, and indeed we or you all are upon guidance or in clear misguidance. So here we have inna, ism inna mansub, yani the na al mutakallimin is mansub because it's ism inna, and then we have a conjunction aw. أو إياكم, يعني إنا أو إن or إياكم, يعني إياكم being also ism of إنا, but after the conjunction, it has to be given as a separate pronoun of نصب إياكم. The meaning of it is إنا or إنك or إنكم. إنا or إنكم, يعني either us or either definitely we or definitely you are upon guidance or upon يعني misguidance. Again, after the conjunction, the pronoun of nasb has to be written as a separate pronoun, as a one word with iya, iyakum. Yusma'u raninu al-jaras, yani the ringing of the bell is heard here. And Hamid says, hadha yawmu ziyaratil mudarrisin iyana fil mahja, fil mahja'i. ننتظر المدير وإياك بعد صلاة العصر. يعني this is the day of the visiting of the teachers. يعني يوم زيارة المدرسين إيانا. Here إيانا is the object of the master زيارة which has connected to it its fa'il as mudaf ilayh. Mudarrisina are the ones who are doing the visiting, and they are visiting us. So when the pronoun is the object of the masdar that's connected to its fa'il as mudaf ilayh, then it has to come as a separate pronoun. إيانا في المهدي ننتظر المدير وإياكم. And here again إياك المدير وإياك, يعني we will be waiting for the principal, the headmaster, and you. Here إياك is written, is coming as a separate pronoun because it's coming after a conjunction. Coming after a conjunction, it must come as a, يعني the مفعول به, when it comes after a conjunction, then it has to be when it comes after a conjunction, the nasb pronoun, when it comes after a conjunction, it has to come as a separate pronoun, as a single word with ya. And then the final line says, the mudir, the mudarris says, sanazurukum insha'Allah, we will visit you all insha'Allah. This is the end of yani the dialogue. We might review it a little bit for homework. I think we should review it a little bit for homework and make sure we understand each place where the nasb pronoun especially comes as a separate pronoun of nasb with iya. Those five situations, I think we should go back and read the dialogue carefully and try to identify them and look at them carefully, and perhaps we'll look at it just briefly in the coming session along with the exercises. I don't know if we'll do all the exercises this week. It's possible we might be able to do them. There are only 13 exercises, so perhaps, and we'll see. But in any case, for now, please review the Arabic dialogue, and especially looking for the matters of the different types of pronouns, whether they're attached or unattached, whether they are pronouns of raf or nasb or jar, and especially the pronoun of nasb, when the five cases and when it has to be a separate pronoun of nasb with iya. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and each of you that He grant us success in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, to be steadfast upon a sirat al-mustaqim, until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. May He grant a speedy recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and fill the graves of those who have passed away with His mercy and with light, and make them spacious, and protect them from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the fire, and admit them into His paradise. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.